Dear Altos, in the Bach cantatas, the alto line is almost the most interesting. And for the sopranos, sometimes it's, if they are not listening to the others, it's a little la schreck, say, simple. In romantic and classical music, the middle parts, altos and tenors, are sometimes just filling the harmonics. And so it can happen with a lot of note repetition. Please don't get tired. The measures before that, the two measures, end in a D major, and you start on the dominant to D, which is A. And then it goes to D major. So if we have D major, your beginning note is the fifth in there. And I play the alto, which probably in parts are joined by the second sopranos. Crescendo and decrescendo, and that makes it hard to sing high enough, the D, but please do it. Piano. Another crescendo. Forte. That's like a trumpet signal, and it's glorificamus, talking about his glory. And it goes on, piano, tenor and bass, going up, go high enough to the A, that's critical. You can even hear on the instrument, which is tuned in equal, that the G and A have to be high. And then here, this is one of the parts where I said it's a lot of repeating of notes. Solo sopran. And you go to the root of this. That's where it leads. And I'm stressing that because the tenors go there. So, measure 41. High enough the F sharp. And back to the F sharp. Crescendo on the long note. It sounds terrible when I play those short notes. You remember the short notes are not supposed to be really short. They have to be light. This is like the beginning. Alto in measure 64. Again, high enough and high enough. repetition. That is so boring, but the sopranos have. And then it gets kind of interesting to stick to the D. That's it.